Able to get the result this time around. How does it feel to get the win, and what do you see from your team and you up there tonight?
It's great to get the win. I mean, obviously thankful, very grateful. I mean, as a Christian, grateful to God and just this opportunity. And then obviously, you know, the team being here, it's a lot of fun. And the guys tonight, I thought they played extremely hard. Some huge plays, a couple pucks slipped behind me, and the guys battled hard. So whenever you win, it's obviously a team thing. And I thought tonight it was that in spades.
A lot of guys already felt you played a good game on Sunday against Detroit, and then you put on this performance. Considering you've only been with this team for a couple of days, what does it mean to you to have your new teammates trust this early in getting to know them?
I don't know. Tonight, I think, you know, obviously it's great to have the guys say nice things if that's what they did. But I mean, it's more so just a testament to how they're playing right now. I love playing. I love playing behind this group, and every day, whether it's practice, morning skate, you just try and get yourself in a spot to grow and improve your game, and so that you can have the answer when the questions are asked on the ice.
What's it been like for you talking to your defensemen and getting to know their tendencies and letting them know what you want from them when they're on the ice?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, obviously this decor, and with the intensity and maybe the integrity in which they play with is impressive. They finish hard. They get to their spots. They box guys out. They tie up sticks. I mean, it's they do everything in their power to try and make it easy for you. And so the chemistry just builds. You learn their tendencies. They learn your tendencies, and then you're just kind of you just start to roll.
In games like this, where it could be a little low event and the Sens typically try to do their best at limiting chances, what's it like when you're in the net and you have to maintain your focus the whole time?
You just trust your game. And that's all you can do. It doesn't matter if you get 7 shots or 70. You just sit there and the only way you have success is if you trust it. And so, that's kind of the what I try and do when I'm back there.
Thanks, James.
Thank you, James.
Appreciate it.